Blog Talk Radio.
Way to start the show. Yes, it is. Hey guys, welcome to the Internet On Air Church. You know, it's a lot easier on your psyche and on your stress levels, actually, to go to church this way instead of having to get up and get ready, have coffee, have breakfast, make sure all your buttons are fastened, put your shoes on, don't forget that, and then get out in the car and warm up the car and walk or drive the car to wherever you go to church. And then you sit through the service, you say hi to everybody and you talk and you listen and you stand up and you sit down and, you know, it's, you do things by rote. A lot of times you forget why you're there. You're sitting there, you're looking at your watch and you're thinking, okay, when this gets over, we got to go to the store and do this and that. And, you know, it's a lot better, I think, to do this because you can concentrate on what's happening. You can concentrate on what the songs are saying and how you feel about it. If you feel moved to say a prayer, you can do it in the middle of a song if you want to. It doesn't hurt anything. And you don't have to stand up, sit down, roll over, or any of that stuff. I like this a lot better. So I'm very glad that I started getting asked to do this over and over and over. Thank you for your persistence, Shauna and Dee. Thank you very much for your persistence. And for that little niggling small voice that said, you got to do it, Jenny. You know you're going to give in and do it. Why don't you just give in and do it? Quit fighting it. Just do it. You know, it's like I was being, I had things coming at me from three sides, you know, and that's a real strong hint. Believe me, that is a real strong hint. So I did start doing this, and I am very, very grateful to those who kept asking and did not take no for an answer, and who have helped me during this. It's very much a team effort. He helps me with it all the time. He sends me music for it, and he has ideas for it, and it makes it fun. It makes it fun. And I'm sorry, Lord, but I have to admit it. It's a whole lot more fun than getting in the car and going to church and doing whatever the preacher tells you it's time to do. You know, you follow this order of service, and, I like this a whole lot better. I like this a whole lot better. Okay? That being said, today is Mother's Day. Now, we all have mamas. Many of us are mamas. And a lot of our mamas have passed away from this life, but we still think of them on this day. They are still special in our hearts, and we'll never forget them. And we know that, and that's okay. That's as it's supposed to be, because they're such a huge influence in our lives. And this is the day that we honor them. You know, we honor them. And first up, I'm going to start off. We do have a special section to do today as well. okay, if you want to, I'm game. Let's go for it.
Gosh, oh my gosh.
That would be a kick in the pants. I like that. Anyway, we have a special segment today because Mickey Gilley passed away.
Yeah, I was just trying.
I believe it was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to do a memorial to Mickey Gilley, and I've got three gospel songs that he did. And he was a piece of dynamite. You know, he just really went for it, and he felt it. You knew he felt it. So what we're going to do today is, first off, I am going to start, there it is, with a song that E sent me. And you know what? He didn't say this, but I am going to dedicate this song to E and his mama Gladys. Okay? It's by Mel Kennedy, and it's called Mother, I Miss You.
No.
I'm sure that everyone that has lost their mother wishes them extra on this day and on their birthdays. It gets a little tough under those circumstances, but you know, this day was meant to say thank you for everything you did, to feel in our hearts the thanks for everything they ever did for us, all the nights they stayed up with us when we were sick, the times that we were so sick they were frightened and took us to the doctor, the times that they put mustard plasters on our chests or Vicked us up and put the humidifier next to our bed and put the lemon oil and things in it to help us breathe easier during a bad cold, the times that they gave us that jello water or the warm lemon lime to help our upset stomachs because they were scared we were throwing up too much when we had a stomach flu. You know, all the times they washed our skinned knees and our scraped elbows, and the times we were learning to cook and cut our finger. Mama was always there, and she always knew what to do. And by that, we know what to do if it happens to our children. That's how we learn. And Mama took care of us every day, cooked our meals, washed our clothes, cleaned the house, taught us how to do those things as well. You know, where would we be without Mama? We'd have had to learn all of that stuff by trial and error all on our own. Imagine how difficult that would have been to have to have done that all by ourselves. Wow. And I know my mama doesn't have a computer and she doesn't know how to work her cell phone enough. Well, she doesn't have any data anyway. But I still want to tell her thank you for all of those things that she did. I remember one time in particular when I stopped to think of what she did. I remember one time in particular that I had very bad laryngitis with a sore throat. And she tried everything. She tried the tea. She tried the warm lemon water. She tried putting the Vicks on it. Salt water gargle. I was like five, I think. I was five. She tried everything, and it just kept getting worse. And finally, toward morning, I don't know what time it was. I was only five, but it was still dark. She got scared enough to take me to the hospital, to the emergency room, because she didn't know what was wrong, and it was getting worse and worse, and she got scared. And, you know, I'll never forget that, because I do know that at that time, she was still married to my daddy, and there just wasn't any money in the house. You know, there just wasn't. It was a one-bedroom house, three kids. But we didn't care about that. We didn't think about that, but I think about it now. And Mama took me to the emergency room when there was no money. And my grandma helped her and paid for it. But you know what? I'll always remember that Mama was worried enough about me to take me to the emergency room to find out what was going on and if I was going to be okay. That's what mamas do. That's what mama's love means. Taking care of those babies. And you know, even after I was married, if I didn't feel good, Mama came over and was right there. See if there's anything she could do to help. That's what a mother's love does. So today, let's remember our mamas. Because I'm sure all of your mamas did something just as wonderful. And I'm sure you remember it. And you hold it as a dear memory of your mama. Keep those memories. Because our mamas are always going to be our mamas. 87 years old and our mamas are still our mamas. 93 years old, our mamas are still our mamas. And they never age in our mind's eye. And that's how it's supposed to be. So God bless each and every mama out there in the whole world. Thank you, Lord, for making mothers to be the caring, forgiving, and loving beings that you made them. I know some mothers don't live up to that, but that's because they weren't given a proper example. But for the most part, that's what mothers are. That's what they do. And let's be thankful for them every single day. Be glad you got that mother that God gave you to. There was a reason. And I am so thankful for my mama. I think she was a perfect mama. Now, other kids aren't going to think so, but I thought she was a perfect mama. She did the best she could. And she got herself in a couple of situations that weren't good for her. She was trying to take care of us kids. And she did it. She did it. It wasn't 100% all wine and roses all the time, but she made sure we had food to eat, clothes to wear, and a home to live in. And sometimes that takes a whole lot of doing. But we always knew we were loved. No matter what the situation, we always knew we were loved. Remember what your mama did for you. All that time, all those years. Remember what your mama did. If she's still in this world, give her a phone call and say I love you and thank you for being my mama. She deserves that. If you can get through on the phone lines. There is that problem. But I know my mama's having a good day right now because my sister Diane and her husband Bill are taking her to lunch. So I know she's going to have a wonderful day. And I'm going to call Diane and say thank you for that because I can't do that. And I'm glad that Diane can. So if y'all remember, Diane was a sister that had cancer and is recovering from that quite beautifully, actually. But because of my mama, she has a big enough heart to give love and help to other people. And today is Mama's turn. So whoever invented Mother's Day as a holiday, thank you. We needed a day of tribute to our mamas. Okay? All right. I'm going to do another song that he sent me. And this is... in fact, the first four songs I'm going to play, no, the first five songs I'm going to play are Mother's Day songs that E sent me today. And I had some, but I'm going to play his five. They're wonderful. And then we're going to do Mickey Gilley, okay? So this song right now is by Living Water Worship Kids. And it's called My Beautiful Mommy.
Thank you for my mom.
Isn't that sweet? I loved that one, hearing the kids sing that. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. There's something about children's voices, you know, that just lend a special quality to a song. It's wonderful. All right, this is a gal named Rose Marie. No, it's not the Rose Marie that was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. This is a different Rose Marie, a much younger Rose Marie. And she's got a lot of songs, and they're pretty nice. Here's this one. Now, when you hear this title, she's not saying that this is my Mother's Day, as in ownership. No, she's saying this is my mother's day, as in it's for her mother. Okay, so let's hear the song that's called This Is My Mother's Day. Tribute to your mother. This is my Mother's Day. And she's going to have a good one, and I am so glad. I hope each one of your mamas is having a great Mother's Day as well, because they deserve it. They deserve it. And I'm going to call my mama later and say, don't forget I love you, mama. You know? Okay, here is another one. And this is by Gina Hill. We're still doing our mother's tribute today, and I've got two more songs to play for mamas, and then we're going to say goodbye to Mickey Gilly. But right now, we're still on our mamas, and this is Gina Hill, with a mother's love. Even through problems, rejection, there is still that love. It doesn't ever, ever go away. It doesn't, you know? And I know that from experience. It doesn't matter what happens. Still love your children. It doesn't make any difference. So that, yeah, that song was very, very true. very true. All right, I have one that I'm looking for here because I remember coming in and putting it in and going, okay, let's do it. Put, and I'm going, where is it? I really don't like it when this happens. And it happens all the time. I don't know why I keep doing this. I don't know. All right. It will have to wait until I can find it later, which I will do. Oh, I bet I know. I'm just looking for it in the wrong place, I think. Let's try it down here, okay? You guys can come with me down this tunnel. We'll see if it's here. All right. Be careful. It might jump out at you. If it's here, we might have gold. It might just jump out of you and say, boom. And then again, it might not be here. Okay, I am going to have to... You know how I hate giving up. You just know it. Did I not do that properly? Oh, that's very possible, Jenny. Sometimes you just don't do it right, and you'll find it somewhere else. So, oh my goodness gosh, I don't like it when things don't go according to plan. I think, did I find it? No. Well, what the mahaze? Okay, I know it's in here somewhere. I'll just have to find it later. All right, in the meantime, we are going to do our Mickey Gilley tribute. I still have one more song. I bet I'm spelling it wrong. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Just not right this minute. Right this minute, we're going to go on to Mickey Gilley, and I'll come back to this. All right. This is because we lost Mickey Gilley on Saturday, May 7th, 2022. He was born March 9th, 1936. So he was 86, a year younger than Elvis. And he, of course, was a country music singer and songwriter. And he started out just straight up country. That was it, straight up country in the 1970s. He didn't do any crossover, any pop-flavored country or anything, but he did go towards that in the 1980s and had even more success with it because he did it so nicely. Okay, now his biggest songs were Room Full of Roses, Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time, which I have heard 10 million times and I love it every time. It just makes me smile. And because it's so true. It's just so true. And then he did Stand By Me. And it was amazing. Totally amazing. He charted 42 singles in the top 40 on the U.S. country chart. And I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but he was the cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl McVoy, and Jimmy Swaggart. Now, if that's not a combination to draw to, I don't know what is. That's like a, huh? How did that happen? All in the same family. Whoa. Anyway, his birth name was Arthur Fillmore Gilley. I think I would have changed it too. So anyway, um, anyway, he's, no, I take that back. That was his daddy. But anyway, he lived in the shadow of Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, kind of, everybody paid attention to Jerry Lee and what Jerry Lee was doing. And, well, if you know anything about Jerry Lee, you know why. But Gilly grew up in Louisiana, just across the Mississippi River from where Jerry Lee grew up. And, of course, Jimmy Swaggart was in that mix as well, right down there, and they played together as children all the time. But look at the different directions they went, the different ways they approached life. It was like, okay. They all sang the boogie-woogie and the gospel music, and believe it or not, Mickey didn't become a professional singer until Jerry Lee hit the top of the charts in the 50s. Then Mickey Gilley cut a few singles and played sessions in New Orleans. Call Me Shorty on the Dot label sold very well in 1958. And then he played clubs and bars and that kind of thing because, you know, hey, you all do when you start out. That's where you go. He kind of was a steady kind of guy, you know, put out this record. Oh, okay. Yeah. It did something. Okay. Let's have this record go. Well, yeah, that's okay. Let's try this. You know, and he just kept going. He just kept going. In 1974, he recorded a song that originally was supposed to be recorded for fun. And it was titled Room Full of Roses. And it was written by Tim Spencer, who was a member of the Sons of the Pioneers. And it was released by Astro Records. And then Playboy Records got hold of the single and obtained national distribution for it. From then on, Gilly was signed to Playboy Records and worked with Eddie Kilroy. And that was the song that kind of got him on everybody's radar. Okay, then he had a string of top tens and number ones throughout the 70s. And just, you know, the dude just kept on trucking. Everybody heard of Mickey Gilley, you know. Then he signed, in 78, he signed with Epic Records. And, of course, that was because Playboy was bought by Epic. Okay, you think that makes a difference? I think so. So, he started, of course, you know, a career is always a roller coaster for most people. Most people. For Mickey Gilley, it was a bit of a roller coaster. By 1980, he decided to come up with a new sound, and it was called Country Crossover. Okay, so he entered into that genre with Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Juice Newton, all of those guys. And he did a recording that was used in Urban Cowboy. Now, I watched that movie. It was a good movie. But I've only watched it once. It wasn't worth two or three. So I only watched it once, and that's all right. That's all right. But he had songs like True Love Ways, You Don't Know Me, Bring It On Home to Me, That's All That Matters, Talk to Me, you know, and the list goes on. He just had a whole lot of songs. He never quite made the top 10. He did have some, well, in 1984, he had a top 5. So he was only releasing 2 singles each year, and he had a song that hit the top 10s. It was I'm the One Mama Warned You About. If somebody would have said that to me, I'd say, okay, we need to get to know each other. But that never happened, but I thought that title was quite a draw, if you know what I mean. anyway, he just kept on going. His first wife was Geraldine Garrett, married in 1953 when he was 17. Yeah. Well, yeah. They divorced in 1961, and she was mother to three of his children. She died in 2010, in March 2010. He married Vivian McDonald in 1962, and they had a son, and she died in 2019. And then he married Cindy Loeb in June of 2020. She was a business associate and longtime friend. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, in July of 2009, he was helping a neighbor move furniture when he fell, and the love seat fell on top of him, crushing four vertebrae. It left him temporarily paralyzed from the neck down, but with intense physical therapy, he was able to walk again and return to the stage a year later. You know, his hand-eye coordination wasn't ever really right again. Okay, and then he did die May 7th of 2022. He was a licensed pilot. Can you imagine? I wonder how that went after his paralyzation. They have a Mickey Gilley Golf Classic. It's like unbelievable. This dude, he had a good life, man. He had a happy life. He probably had a lot of arguments. I mean, he was Jerry Lee's cousin. What do you expect, right? But he did a whole lot of things. It's fantastic. Now, this does not say what the cause of death was. So I can't tell you what that was. It's not in the Wikipedia. But it doesn't really matter. We lost him. But we know that he had a good life and he was happy. And he has children that loved him. He was loved by three women, even though it didn't last. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. So the first song we're going to hear that Mickey Gilley did, and Untangle Your Feet, Anne. We need your feet untangled. Yeah, yeah. I saw the light.
I wonder so aimless, I feel with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. The blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears, Lord, I claim for my own. Just like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight.
cool. I love that. I love that, man. It gets up, you start tapping your toes. Before long, your feet are bopping, and you just, before you know it, your whole body's following. You're just bopping along, having a great time. I love that kind of music. Okay, now here's one. This is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. Why me, Lord? Mickey Gilley.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul in your. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all that I've taken from you. Then maybe, Lord, I can show someone what I've been through myself on my way back to you.
Tell myself, don't turn your mic on yet, Jenny. You're still singing. Don't turn your mic on yet. You're still singing. Once you start, it's real hard to stop before the end of the song. Take my word for it. Okay. This is a song that I have to admit I've never really liked. I think I have heard one version before that I liked. The other ones are kind of like, let's play something else. But this version, I love it. This is fantastic. This is Mickey Gilley with Jerry Lee Lewis. And you're going to be bopping, Ann. You're going to be bopping. You're going to be tired, girl. This is fantastic. I'll fly away.
Some glad morning when this life is over, brother, I'll fly away to a land where joy will never end. I am going to fly away. I'm saying it I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, bye-bye. I'll fly away. Yeah.
forgot it ended that quickly, abruptly, cut off that completely. I know it surprised me when I heard it earlier today too, and I just forgot. But I love it. I love it. That is so fun. Man, I love get up and grab it music like that. You need some of that. You need some of that. You know, you need some of that. Hey, guess what I found? I found
what?
I found that mama song I was looking for. I didn't enter it weird. I just had more stuff added on to it because it's the 1970 album version, and I typed that with the title. So I was looking for a one-word title, and it didn't work that way. And my brain was just stuck on that, and oh well. But I found it. I did find it, so we're okay. I did find it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. This is a song that Elvis sang. It was written by Charles O'Curran and Dudley Brooks. It was recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood on March 28th of 1962. It was on the album Let's Be Friends, and that's the album version that we're playing. It was on Double Dynamite, Girls, Girls, Girls. And the album collection, I mean, the complete Elvis Presley Masters album collection. I mean, wow. But this is such a wonderful song. This was recorded for the film Girls, 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 but not used. And the movie that was sung in the movie, or the version that was sung in the movie, was done by the Amigos, not by Elvis. That kind of sucks, but that's what they did. So, okay. Now, you know everything about the song except the title. And this comes from me. I want to dedicate this to Elvis and his mama Gladys, because that's just how it struck me when I heard it. It is Elvis singing the song Mama. He recorded that in 1970. And I just think it's very, very fitting to dedicate that to his mama. I think that's, it just fits. You know what I mean? It just fits. So that's what we have done with that. And that is our Mother's Day tribute. And with it and Mickey Gilly, it took about an hour, and that's very nice. That's a very good timing. And we have, I think, done our mama's proud. Done our mama's proud. Keep those good memories close today. And every one of you. And I know with getting those kinds of songs this morning that, yeah, holding mama close. And that's an important thing with happy memories. Okay? So let's transition now into Sunday and our gospel music. Okay? And I've got a few... Yeah, like I wouldn't. I've got a few. Yeah, I've got a few. And we are going to start, and this is, they don't have a context in anything I want to say. I just saw these scriptures in my devotionals to this week, and it's like, oh, that is so good. That is so comforting. And I just wanted to pass it along and share it with you, you know. It's something that if you find something good, you always want to share it with people, right? So this is Psalm 31, verse 23 and 24. Love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So don't give up. You got to know that God's right there with you, and he's holding up your efforts and saying, continue on, my child, continue on. So what we're going to do at this point in time is, I didn't get that typed out yet. Well, sometimes you need four hands, and it's still not enough. But this is a song that he sent me this morning, Stephen Joseph Lucas. And it's, I think there's five people or four people in this grouping that's last name is Lucas. So I think that's wonderful. I love that. My sister and I have a great time singing together. Haven't had a chance in many years, and I miss it. But here is a song called There Is a Happy Land.
Run, baby.
there is a happy land far, far away. Maybe it's not that far away. Go out on the front porch. Oh, it wanted to start over again. I guess I'm supposed to learn to be patient and just take things as they flow. That's what I see, because I can't do anything about it. I couldn't even find that. You know, I found the song that I had been playing, but it's like, where did that tag come from? It wasn't showing me it was playing. So it's like, okay, whatever. It'll work. But at least the funny stuff with the scrolling screen. Yeah. So that's all right. And why? Well, okay, stuff weird's happening anyway, but, you know, that's all right. I'll find it. I had my song, and I had to go back, try and find that song, and then I couldn't find that song. It won't go back to one song I had. But that's all right. That's all right. I know where it is. I think. Yes, I found it. Yay! Okay. I am learning acceptance and patience. I just want y'all to know that. It's just, I'm not letting this freak me out or upset me or make me angry at Blog Talk or my computer or anything else. It's just, this is what's happening. If I can't stop it and I can't change it, I have to accept it, and I'm not letting it upset me. So I just want y'all to know that, yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, but I can't change it. So I'll just go with the flow. We're okay. We'll live. I mean, you know, it's not going to affect our survival rate or anything. Okay. The next scripture, I know. The next scripture I want to read for you is John 12, 44 through 46. It says, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Okay, so remember, guys, you know, you're not being judged yet. You're just being shown the way, shown the light, and given the chance to choose. Right? Given the chance to choose. You have that choice. You know, we're all hoping what the choice is going to be. Jesus is hoping what the choice is going to be. And you know that by that scripture there, you're seeing the face of God in Jesus. Jesus is his son. And he's letting you know, I'm not going to judge you, but I am come to show you the way, to be your light, to light your path. You're going to stumble, you're going to fall, you're going to skin your knees, you're going to bust your nose, whatever. It's all going to happen. But the light's always going to be there to show you the way back. But you have a choice. You have it. We all have a choice, you know. And being Mother's Day, of course, I think of my son. My son had a choice. Okay, I didn't think he had to choose, but he evidently did think he had to choose. It was a situation that my opinion went with what God said, what the Bible said, and I made my daughter-in-law angry because it went against her niece and her niece's lifestyle. But I also said, I'm not apologizing for that because I agree with what the Bible says. I'm sorry you feel the way you do, but I can't choose for you. And my son, as I feel he rightly did, he chose his wife and his family, but he thought that that choice meant excluding me. Okay, I had to give him the choice. I can't change his choice. It has to be his choice. I can deal with that. He's doing what he thinks is right. I can deal with that. I'm okay. God has made me okay. Jesus loves him. Jesus loves my daughter-in-law. And he's got the light out for them too. And if we never connect again, that's all right. That's all right. I just want what's best for them. I want them to be happy. I want them to be comfortable. And so be it. That's something I can't change either and have to accept. And I have accepted that. And I thank God for that because I agonized over it for a couple of weeks. And it's okay now. It's okay. It makes days like Christmas and Mother's Day and Thanksgiving a little bit more difficult, but not unmanageably so. It's okay. I'm okay because I still have my mama and I can concentrate on her. So everything has a purpose, and God's light is always there to show you the way to that purpose. So we're fine. It's fine. And I have another caller here, and I don't recognize the number, so I'm going to say hi. Hello, honey. Who have I got? Hello? Area code 941, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, what's going on? Who have I got?
This is Dan from Florida.
Okay. How you doing down there in Florida, Dan?
Just listening to Elvis and enjoying the show.
Oh, good. Did you say Happy Mother's Day to your mama today?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yes, our mamas need to hear from us if it's possible. So I'm glad you did that. Is your whole day going good,
Dan? I did it to my... Yeah, my day is going great. I also said hi to my wife, and we don't have any children, but she has two dogs that she loves and adores, so I gave her a Mother's Day car. She got
well,
a Mother's Day gift in the car.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yes, you know, when we don't have any children in the house with us, our fur babies are our children. So, you know, my Apache is my baby boy. He's kind of a big baby, but that's okay. And then I've got a fur baby kitty cat that begs for marshmallows. So I'm glad you gave her a Mother's Day card for the fur babies. That was good of you. That was good. I'm glad you're having
her.
Are you taking her to dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
We're eating home tonight. We're eating home. Eating home tonight. Yeah.
Are you at least grilling burgers or something?
Yeah, probably, and I'm cooking something. I don't know.
Good.
But,
good man. That will keep you out of the doghouse, honey.
We've been married a long time with no children, so I make the most of it, and I tell her Happy Mother's Day.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, though. And okay, you've been married a long time. That's beautiful. That's great. I made it to 30 years.
20 years, yeah.
Good. Hey, keep going, honey. Keep going. You've got a record to break. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm living alone at this point in time, and, hey, for right now, that's okay. You know?
Jesus is your husband. He's with you.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't think of him as my husband. I think of him as my Savior and Father. But he's my brother. He's my brother. The Lord God is my Father.
As long as he's with you, you'll never be alone.
Oh, of course. Every day. Every day. And I'm okay with it that way.
Yeah.
I like it that way for right now.
Yeah.
I don't have anyone in the wings. I don't have anybody trying to use my time too much or having to run hither and yon. Sometimes I miss that, okay? Sometimes I do miss that, but living by myself is okay. I haven't got a problem with it.
You gotta look at the lighter side of things, no matter what the situation. You gotta look at it that way.
Well, you know what?
You gotta bring the good out of it.
That's called being happy with what God has given you instead of wishing for more or something else.
Mm.
If you keep that in mind,
you
haven't got a problem with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have a lot of money, don't worry about it. As long as you're eating and paying your bill, you're fine. You're fine.
Also, God's plan is better than my plan, and it may change tomorrow. He may open a door that I did not expect it to happen that way and bless
always.
You more than you ever imagined.
Always.
I love
always.
His plan. His plan worked out so much better for me than my own plan.
I love it. Yes. And
it
unfolds in front of you as it is supposed to, and you don't complain. You ask for things that you would like to have happen or something, but then you wait on his time. Wait on God to bring it to you, you know. He'll do it. He'll do it.
He's faithful, yeah.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, I've got a song to play for you guys that I did this morning, and it is called In His Time. Hey, you know what, Dan? I'm awful glad you called, honey, and talked to us for a little bit. I think it's wonderful you're having a great day. Make it a great day for your wife and your mama, too, because that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Call and say hi anytime you want to, baby, okay? Anytime.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, I'm going to play this for you now. I hope you enjoy it because it really felt good to do.
In His time, in His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day as Your teacher. Do just
Bopping and booping and whatever. Oh my gosh. Only this time it's added a new screen to it. That's bopping too. This is not a good time for this. You know? It's really not. It's not a good time for this. And there's nothing I can do because it's not scrolling. It's just bouncing back and forth, side to side. It's doing funky stuff. Why does it do this? I'm sitting here. We're playing a song. It's learning patience. I know. Well, we'll just do what we have to do, I suppose. Let's see if we can put this up here. Will that change the focus of it?
Nope.
I'm trying, guys. I just don't even know what to... Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Hello? Okay, good. You can hear me. That's something. That's about all I've got right now. Let's see. Can we do this? Is that okay? That's gonna come up. Let's cross your fingers, honey. We're gonna see what we can get. All right. It's kind of calm down a little bit. So what I'm going to do now is play Rosemary Simons, and she's doing a song that kind of goes with that last scripture, you know, that Jesus is our light, and he's showing us the way, and he's our brother, the son of our God. And Rosemary Simons is doing a song called Jesus Loves Me, and I've never heard it done this way, and I love it. It's a childhood favorite. We all know it. So here you go. The way she sings that. That's a far cry from the version that we used to sing in Sunday school. But, every time I hear that, you got to stop and think. What does it mean? You know? Wow. Through everything, everyone in the whole wide world, no matter what color their skin is or what creed they are, what nationality, it doesn't matter. Jesus loves them. Fantastic. They deleted one of the verses from that song for political correctness. I'm not going to repeat it. It doesn't matter because the song still says the same thing. And I'm sorry, people, but I got no studio right now. It was just by luck that I happened to catch it to put my mic on live. I didn't have time to catch the other mics, so y'all are muted, whoever's in the studio at this point, and I can't answer anybody that might call because I've got no access right now. It's gone off to the left somewhere. I don't know. I don't know what this does anymore, but it seems like every show for at least 5 minutes it decides to go wiki-wacky. This was better. It wasn't so bad. It didn't last so long. What caused it? I don't know. If I knew what caused it, I could stop it. But since I don't know what caused it, and with the screen playing havoc like that, I'm tending to think it's something with Blog Talk, as usual. But whatever, you know, it's one of those go with the flow things. You can't do anything about it, so it's all right. One thing I want to say is I did get a message in here, and I do want to say something about it because everybody in the chat knows this, and they have seen it, but y'all that aren't in the chat don't. We're also remembering Minnie Mae Presley today, and she passed on this day in 1980. And Minnie Mae, of course, was Elvis' grandmother. He called her Dodger. Now, do y'all know what corn dodgers are? Probably not. Anyway, she made the best corn dodgers in the world. I wish I could have tasted them. I wish I could do as well. So he called her Dodger because he loves her corn dodgers. But anyway, remembering Minnie Mae and saying, honey, you had the blessing of her in your life. Thank God. Thank God. And you'll see her again someday when we're all called to paradise. She'll be there. She'll be there. So there we are for that one. And let's see if we can. Okay. Yes, yes. Now, when I saw this title, I thought something else entirely, but only a similar title. The title of the song I was thinking about was Silver Wings, okay? This title is On Silver Wings, so it's different. The other one's not a gospel. It's a love song. This is gospel. On Silver Wings by Betty Jean Robinson.
There's a resting place where you can go on silver wings from the world below. When trouble comes, lift your voice and sing. You'll be lifted up on silver wings, on silver wings. From your longest days, from your darkest nights, there's sweet release from temporal things when he lifts you up on silver wings. On silver wings, you'll be lifted up. Renew your strength, refill your cup. Perfect peace on silver wings.
I've heard some of her other songs, and I like her. She's good. She's good. Well, here's one, Country Vein, and I know you guys like that, so that's great. This is Garth Brooks, and it makes you think a little bit. Think of all the times you've prayed for something and haven't gotten it. But what were you praying for, and why were you praying for it? You know? The Father knows better. The Father knows better. So go with the flow, right? So here's a song by Garth Brooks called Unanswered Prayers.
Just the other night at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I had wanted for all time, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I'd wish back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. The man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time had changed me. In her eyes too it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thank the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Okay. Well, is it going to work? I think it's going to work. I have my whole studio screen back now. What happened? I don't know. Just that's how it goes. I've got ghosts in my computer, I guess. Or Blog Talk has ghosts. That's probably a better way to put it. So, let's see. Huh? Oh, that's all right. I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to carry on. It's wonderful. And think that it is. And kind of go, okay, whatever. You know? Because this is just plain weird. You think it's normal, but then it goes kafunky on you. And what you think you're doing, it's not doing. So, I'm sorry, this is funny. I wish you guys could be here seeing what's happening here. You'd laugh too. Anyway, here is another one. At least I can find songs, right? From Betty Jean Robinson, and it's called For Your Tears, He Died.
He said, come to the water and stand by my side and drink from the fountain, oh, you won't be denied. I've seen every teardrop that fell from your eyes, and I arose to tell you, for your tears I died. He said, come. But now he's alive.
Is Michael W. Smith, and it's Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Holy, 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 I want to see.
Holy, 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 holy,
pretty awesome. I love that. And guess what, kids? It is that time again. It is 6 minutes until end of the show. So I want to say thank you to each one who has joined me today. Bless you all. Thank you, everybody out in internet land. And thank you, Dan, for calling in and letting us know that you're listening. Take care of your wife on Mother's Day. You're doing a good job so far. Hey, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And just smile at somebody. Everywhere you go, make it a point to smile at somebody. You'd be surprised how much it lifts their spirits and makes their day brighter. It's a wonderful thing to do. So y'all take care. Y'all say hi to each other. Remember to call your mama if you can, okay? If you can't call her mama, just pray to her just to say hi. If she can't hear you until the day of paradise, well, she'll get the message eventually. It'll be held for her. And don't worry about that. Just thank God that you had her for however long you did. And hold those memories close into your heart because they'll be so sweet. Okay? All right, people. I'm going to play J.D. Sumner and the Stamps for right now. And I want y'all to stay well, stay safe, and stay happy. It's not hard to do. Be appreciative of what you've got. And don't want so much more all the time. And you can be happy that way. You really, really can. So I'm going to play J.D. Sweet, sweet spirit. Here you go, E.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, I would like to ask the Stamps if they would sing a song that they do by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet.
Thank you. Beautiful.
was.